joyous, concerned, and praising because we are God's people who gathered this morning in a place called the sanctuary, which is a safe place that you can share your joys, concerns, and praises. It's not gossip or anything like that. God wants us to talk to Him, and He wants to talk to us. So are there any joys or concerns or praises you might have this morning? Sandra.
I talked to my brother up in West Virginia, and his granddaughter, they went to the Wheeling theater that they have up there, and a cousin of mine, her sister is the director of the Passion Play, if you will. It's for Easter. It's the Easter story, and I can't remember the name of what he called it. But they took Avery, who's only four, and they go up and down the aisle, and it's depiction of what went on at that time. So he told me that he let her sit in the aisle seat because she was mesmerized by it, and she really, really enjoyed it. And I'm not sure how she took the crucifixion, but he said that she was really excited about going, and she wanted to go back. And she actually wants to participate and be in the play next year.
Cool. You know, there's a resurgence of young people with a hunger for God and finding a way. They say that Gen X is the churches are just overflowed with young people now, and that's good. We don't see it so much in here where we are on this side of town, but other parts of town, that's happening around. That's one of the reasons that we've been planning some things for 2026, because it's just like life and everybody else, family and business, sometimes you get stale. And so we've been planning some things in hope and prayerful that we can minister back to the community. The pastor that's going to come in July will be living in the parsonage, will be living here on the ground, be able to interact with the community, and I think that's wonderful. The 10 years that I've been here has been blessed by y'all, and we're just grateful. But I think it's really time, since we were doing all this planning and the Spirit sort of quickened in my spirit. You know, use a football analogy. You know, you've got a good team, but sometimes you just need to put in another quarterback to get off the 20-yard line to get to a touchdown. So that's the only reason that I'm retired. Besides that, it's been time, 10 years. And Danny reminded me this morning, because in the Methodist polity and the Methodist tradition, when a pastor changes churches, you're not allowed to go back and visit because you don't want to cause any problems for the new pastor. But Janie reminded me, since I'm not going to another church, I can come and visit. So thank you, Janie. Appreciate that. And she's absolutely right. So, anybody else this morning? Please.
So Joanne, George, and us, we were neighbors. Before Joanne moved to live with her daughter in Jacksonville, she kept telling us she wanted a neighborhood Bible study. She wanted us three to get together and try to draw the other four or five neighbors we have in and have this Bible study. It never happened. But a 22-year-old guy that bought her house is a Christian.
Oh, wow.
He has a roommate that goes to college. I think he's probably also 22, same age here. We met him this last week. He told us on Thursday nights they're having Bible study at Joanne's house.
That is so cool.
How ironic is this?
Joanne George, a member of this church for a long time, her family developed a lot of this around here, this development in the back and so forth. And Joanne, getting up in years, and her daughter, she had an accident, and her daughter said, "Hey, Mom, I think you better start coming living with us in Jacksonville." So we missed Joanne dearly, but they sold her house, and that's an answer to prayer.
That is yeah, it is, cool. Isn't it?
Down here on Winnie Lane.
Yeah.
That's part of what we've been thinking about trying to do.
Yes.
Yeah, that is so cool. God's good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Anybody else? Linda.
I just want to thank God for everyone that's here
today. Amen.
Yes. Amen. And also lift up all the people who yep. are
without issues.
These two gentlemen with that sunrise this morning, why don't you take a moment? I don't want to embarrass you, but I probably am. Just stand and tell us who you are. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Greg Gilbert, born and raised in Tallahassee, and a house a couple of times.
All right.
And back for a visit.
Good. Very nice. Thank you.
Glad to meet you.
Come back.
I'm Martin Hamlin, and I'm from Reno, Nevada. Now, I'm a resident of South Dakota. Friend of Greg's, and he was coming to Tallahassee, so I decided to come along with him.
At the ball time.
I had to get the house and such. I did have a little story I wanted to
tell you. Please, sir.
I have anxiety about talking in front of people, so I'm not a little bit. Yesterday, you know, we talked about our clock that we take care of, and my main clock is my 29-year-old daughter. As most of us, and we take care of our kids primarily. And she's had a wonderful luck in Reno, Nevada in most cases, but yesterday she had moved into a new business location. She's a photographer, and she also does tattoo work. And she texted me and called me and told me the disheartening news that someone had thrown a rock through the window and robbed her of all of her equipment.
Aww.
And so it was a terrible start. But what I'm most proud of, and why I thought of Easter Sunday being so important, was that by the last text of the day, she had turned the situation around to a positive and was appreciative of all the support from all of her coworkers, friends, community, and they're going to figure everything out. It's wonderful. So the nice thing about it is sometimes we get lemons, and if you can turn it into lemonades, that's what Christianity can do for you.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm sure of.
Very nice.
And the other thing, traveling here, Southern hospitality is a real thing.
Anybody else this morning? Oh, please, Jane.
Craig talked to his dad yesterday. He is having some stomach issues. And in the past, stomach issues have been a telltale sign of other things. So he's trying to stay out of the hospital, and luckily Tums took care of the issue this time. But I'm concerned about what that might mean for the near future for him.
Yeah, that's kind of hard. Craig's here. His parents live in Pennsylvania. Chambersburg area, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's hard. No matter how old our parents are, how old we are, you know, you need that that love and that care. Thank you for sharing. Sandra?
I just want prayers for all those that are having a hard time with the holidays through the loss of their loved ones.
Yeah.
Because we've had a lot of loss, and it's going to be a very difficult holiday for a lot of people, and just prayers for them for peace and comfort.
Yeah. As Christ followers, we got a biblical mandate to encourage one another, and that's what we do. We encourage and plant seeds, and because holidays are not always happy days for everybody. There's always challenges. Like you were talking about, and people will ask me, how you doing, preacher? I said, right now I'm doing pretty good, but I don't know what's around the corner. So you got to keep your spiritual eyes open and your physical eyes open as we go through this thing called life and encourage one another.